goes around on his business trips and introduces his wife. Hillary is introduced as the wife of Mike, but on this occasion, I want to introduce to you the husband of Hillary. And this is Mike Crewson, who actually leads one of the local businesses, a window business called T&DK Windows. And I know some of you have conservatories and windows through this company. And he is going to come and just share something that God's put on his heart to help us in our fundraising efforts for a new church building. So, Mike, over to you.
I'll try and get out of the way of the slide so you can see them. Hi, I'm Mike. I think everyone knows Hillary. Hillary, just stand up so people can see you. That's my boss, Hillary. I did see a lady in the foyer just before the service who I had a dance with at the Hope Church posh do the other week. And she thought I introduced myself as Hillary's boss. I am under no illusion who is the boss in our household, believe me. Does anyone know what that is? That's right, it's the Great Wall of China. And if in doubt, make a bold statement. Does anyone know who said that? I did a few minutes ago, that's right. And my bold statement this morning is, let's raise £50,000 towards the Hope Community Centre. When Damien and Adam and Hillary told me what you guys were doing to get this community centre up and running, principally for the poor, the homeless, with the food bank and the clothes bank, well, it just took my breath away. I couldn't believe the commitment that you guys were doing to this. And in our humble way, me and Hillary wanted to support you with it. So we're organising a little event. It's a little walk across the country, walking coast to coast, across the UK from west to east. That's kind of important. We did a walk, I'll tell you about later, last year across the country from west to east, and it's good because up north we do get our fair share of rain, and the wind goes west to east, and if it is going to rain, it's far better on your back than driving into your face. So, and the walk is going to be, as you were quite rightly saw, along the full length of Hadrian's Wall. That is 90-mile walk in 6 days. A mere hop for us. We did the Wainwright Walk last year, which was 216 miles from St. Bees to Robin Hood's Bay in Yorkshire. We did that in 11 days. We should have stretched it out a little bit, but 90 miles in 6 days is quite achievable. For those who are not good at big sums like me, that's an average of 15 miles a day. So not too taxing. It's about 6 hours of walking with plenty of stops, starting at 10 and finishing about 4. The shortest day is 11 miles, and there's a reason for that, because there is a hill in the middle of the walk. And the longest day is 16 miles. And that's where we go from. Not a very good map, I apologise, but we start from Bowness on Solway, up there, top left, and then we walk along the full length of the wall until it finishes just near Newcastle, but we carry on up to Tynmouth and dip our boots in the sea when we get there, and that's why it's 90 miles. I think the wall itself is only about 84 miles. And that's the brand that it will have. It's Hope for the Community. It's Coast to Coast, Hadrian's Wall, 90 miles. That will appear on stationery and on Just Giving websites and on sponsor forms and the like. So far, me and Hillary have committed to raise £20,000 ourselves. Fortunately, I work in an industry that's very generous about these sorts of things. Last year on our Coast to Coast walk, we raised 24 grand, primarily through donations from the window industry. I'll have plenty of people from the industry walking with us on the 90-mile walk. My daughter's organising a walk in London to Brighton. She and her pals and work colleagues have committed to raise at least 10. So hopefully we'll have 30 and a bit in the bank, but we need 20k more to reach this 50. So we'd like some help from some people here, please. We'd like some walkers to come and join us, either for all 6 days or just for one day or half a day, it doesn't matter. We'd like walkers with plenty of sponsors, but we'll give you some help to do that. We need support crew. For people who are staying in B&Bs, we'd like people who can't walk to volunteer to pick up the bags from the B&B in the morning and deliver them to the next B&B where the walkers are staying that night. We need help for people who want to camp, who don't want to stay in a B&B. So it'd be nice for people to help them pack up their tent in the morning, and be even nicer to put the tent up at the next campsite for them, so it's all ready when they get there. And we need people who they're not able to walk or not able to support. Just come along for the fun of it, because it will be plenty of fun. You know, you can get involved, and just by coming, I can help you raise some money with some sponsors. The walk will take place September next year. It's a Saturday to Saturday, 7 nights in total. So we'd arrive on the Saturday, because it is up north this, so it's a fair way from Corby. So we'd arrive on the Saturday, start the walk on the Sunday. We would finish the walk on Friday evening and return back to Corby on the Saturday. Now, in return for you helping us, then we can give some help to you in return. We can help you with a fundraising pack. We can set up a Just Giving website page for you. We can show you how to encourage friends and family and work colleagues and bosses in particular, because they seem to have more money than us for some strange reason, our bosses. But we'll give you lots of help with that. There's plenty of things we can do to get you involved. And not just yourselves, you know, you've got friends and you've got family that you might want to encourage to come and take part in it. The more people that do it, the more money we'll raise. And if lots of people are doing it, then I'm confident that we'll smash £50,000 for this fabulous centre you guys are doing. It is going to cost some money, of course. Those people who can afford the full cost, then don't pay for it yourself. Those people who can afford some of it, then do. Those people who can afford none of it, well, Damien and Adam have agreed that those people who cannot afford it, it can be funded from the money that you're raising, as long as you're raising a little bit more than the cost. If you're staying in bed and breakfast, then the cost would be about £500 a person. And that would be for bed, breakfast, evening meal, drinks, packed lunches for the day. So £500 a person for a seven day holiday, which is not too bad. If it's camping, it will be substantially less than that per person, less than half that. Plenty of benefits on this, guys. Believe me, we had a fabulous time last year, didn't we, doing that coast-to-coast walk. 50 grand to the Hope Centre goes without saying. Those people who are not as fit as they would quite like to be, then this is a great way to do it. When we started training, and believe me, you must train for this walk, even if you're just doing one day. When we started training for our walk, well, I was 4 stone heavier than I am today before we started doing it. So personally, it gave me great many benefits. The level of fitness to do it, by the way, if you train, and it's quite fun to train in groups, if you can encourage some people to come and do this with you, then train with them, and that builds up a great deal of camaraderie. If you're doing all 6 days, then if in training you can build up a level of fitness where you can walk 3 consecutive days of 10 miles wearing the same trainers, shoes or boots, it doesn't matter, without getting blisters, then you're at the level of fitness to do the whole, well, you'd be at the level of fitness to do our 216-mile walk in 11 days. The worst day for us was, which I wouldn't want to repeat, but we did 27 miles walking through mud one day, but got through it unscathed. So it can be done. The comradeship is absolutely fabulous. Now, if we're walking 15 miles in a day, in theory, you could do it in 4.5-5 hours, but this is going to be so interesting. There are plenty of sites along the sites to see along the course of the wall. There are historic Roman encampments. There's plenty of museums, and you know, it's a great opportunity to get up there and see it. You do make lifelong new friends. You may have an acquaintance here or someone that you nod to or say hello to, but if you're doing this with them, then believe me, you're friends for life after an experience like this. And it also will help spread the word a little bit. If you're doing it, you'll be talking about it. You'll be talking about the reasons why you're doing it, you know, and word will get around, and maybe that will encourage some more people to come with us. And hopefully we'll meet some new church members up north. Adam is making contact with the equivalent of the Hope Centres, of the Hope Churches along the course of the route to see if they can give some support with accommodation and the like. And believe me, we'll have an awful lot of fun. There is one high bit, and only one high bit. We did the Wainwright walk last year, and Wainwright, bless him, does have sadistic tendencies. And certainly our walk through, it took us 4 days to walk through the lakes, but each day he gave us at least 2,500 foot climbs to do. This has got one climb. Fairly flat until you get to the middle, on just the middle bit, and flat towards the end. It's 1,000 foot high, and completely safe all the way along. Even the scary drops along the left-hand side of the wall at the top right, well, thank goodness the path is on the other side of the wall, so we're not in danger of falling down. If you do want to sign up, if you want to get more information, then see Damien or Adam or Hillary. Hillary does have some of my business cards in with her today. If you want to talk about it today or next week or next month or whenever, grab a card off Hillary and give me a ring, and I'll give you all the help that we can give you. And that's not a... Sorry. That's not a bad word for you guys, because you know all about commitment, and no one's going to teach you guys anything about that. So you can walk it in your own way. You can even walk on top of the wall if you are daft enough to do so, and you'll see some magnificent sights. But it is up north after all, you know, and the views up north are a lot better than down south. So absolutely stunning. We're in for a treat. And that's it. So thanks ever so much for giving us the opportunity to help you in our own humble way. Hope you can join us with it. Thanks for listening to me, and God bless you all.
Isn't that great? So I'm gonna be doing that. And if anyone wants to join me, it would be great to, over the next few weeks, just gather numbers of people who are interested. And maybe we'll invite Mike for some information evenings and that kind of thing if you want to find out more.